Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our whole business model for single-family residential wholesaling end-to-end. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question first, though. Posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay, cool. Now, this one I thought was really good because this is a brand new person to our world, and they are in another country. And so they are tapping into this. I had some questions about you know, kind of some big picture questions and new to this environment questions. And so I wanted to kind of include this, and I sent them a little note saying, okay, we're going to help you here.
I love when people from other countries succeed at this, and it just shows us all how easy, you know,
it is.
You can do this from your desk.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So they're, I'm not sure what their name is, but it's Crisco. It's like Chris with a K-O asked, once you have a notarized document from the sellers, how do you go about getting that recorded with the county? So and as I read through this, it's kind of long, so I'm going to kind of tackle little things at a time here, and I'll get through the whole big picture. So this is something that we cover in our program, and it's not hard. Just think of like buying a car. You know, you have it recorded with the state that it's now the car's in your name. Well, the same thing with the property. You're going to record it with the property recorder in your name. And you do that by mailing in the original document, and they with a fee, and there might be extra little things in that's in there on their website. And then they record it and they mail it. They stamp it and they mail it back to you. So they go on to ask, okay, if the notary still has the papers, then which you need to sign before they can be recorded. And I'm going to pause right here and say, nope, you don't have to sign anything as the buyer. So when you're purchasing a piece of property, the only person that has to sign it is the seller, not you as the buyer. So I'm going to keep on going here. Because some of the questions are, you know, am I signing them and all that good stuff? Can I scan copies? None of that's needed. Because again, your signature is not needed. And if you're doing some documents like this too, scanning and copies and things like that, so your signature are a no. It needs to be originals. So, okay. I'm gonna skip through here. How about doing this outside of the US? So that's where I wanted to touch on and tap into. And we have members doing this all the time. Because you can easily create a document on your computer in Thailand or wherever you are and email that document to your notary and arrange payment for a property that you're buying. And that notary can print out that document for you and go to your seller's house. They can sign it. They can notarize it. You can make the payment however you want to make the payment. And then the notary can get the document easily back to you to send in the recording, and now you own it. Jack, you want to add on that? I'm trying to make it understandable and a little bit basic so everybody gets it.
Yeah, I mean, you went through this pretty detailed question, Jill, and all the little sub questions that Crisco had here, you answered really well. But the big picture is this, you know. Of the 15,000 deals that Jill and I have done, I think we've met the seller and or the buyer. Well, I've never met the buyer, not even once. But I've probably met the seller maybe 9 times, maybe 6, something like that, a very small number. So we are set up to do this right from our desks anyway. And it's very, very, very simple. We talk about it all throughout the program. The only variable at all from doing this out of the country is getting original documents executed in the mail. And there's several ways around that. We do it because it's pretty simple and it's relatively cheap and it's easy. you can still do it that way too. It just takes a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple steps you can skip at the end that could get the thing recorded real quick, especially now because you can record documents online. Mm-hmm. If it's a county that's not super rural. So it's just the whole time is getting easier and easier and easier as time goes on is what I mean.
It's very true.
So great question. We have multiple people, some of them in the military, who, are doing this. Mm-hmm. And they're in Germany and Japan. For
mm-hmm. Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of, and Spain, they are making it work. Exactly.
Just to name a few. Mm-hmm. The ones that are coming, you're more familiar with that I am, but mm-hmm. it's all over. I know there's people in Asia too.
Well, it's interesting too. I know on the reverse too, I have a lot of our members who are like, I have a guy in, wherever in Europe who wants to buy this property from me. What do I do? I'm like, you do it the exact same way.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Exact same way. The only step that I do sometimes for international folks, like when I'm selling it and they're out of the country, is I might offer to get the recording done for them while I'm here in the States instead of mailing it back and forth, to them, and then they send it back in and all that. I might go a step further.
So I'll take recording a deed back even down to the Sesame Street level, not the third grade level, because I'm confident this comes up a lot. Not a lot, but it comes up enough so where I just think we need to take a second to let everyone know how it works, because when I started, I was baffled. You can generate a deed, a legal document in Microsoft Word on your computer. And it usually, as an example of what to do, you just look at the old one, the one that's recorded right before it, generate it on your computer with signature blocks, go through the whole thing, sign the property over to someone. And in front of a notary, you have your signature notarized, and it's recorded at the county. Mm-hmm. It's easier than recording. It's easier than titling or your car. It's easier than getting a license plate for your car. Mm-hmm. You have to use their forms to do that. And I use that example constantly because people are generally more familiar with that than how to title property.
I just brought up something funny. Remember the last time I bought the car and we're doing it ourselves? I had signed it in the wrong, like I had the person they signed it in the wrong place, and then it was notarized wrong. And then there's four different areas to sign. You're not sure. Like once if you're a bank.
This is a person who's staffed.
Once if you're whatever.
15 or 20 deeds a week.
Right. It was the funniest
thing. And both of us. We both made mistakes on
that. We both looked at it going, I don't understand this stupid form.
Because it's complicated.
It is dumb. Our
titling, deeding property is easy.
Right.
There's only one place to sign.
It's like the DMV makes it where they want you both to show up and shake hands in front of them. It's the only way to figure it out.
Here's my blood.
Exactly. It was so funny. So yeah, it is definitely easier than doing this. So, and you don't need any missions. I mean, can they make it harder?
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, today's topic is our business model. We talk about our business model for SFR, single family residential wholesaling, end-to-end. Our whole business model, ready? This is the meat of the show. We use the exact same data set that we use for land and everything else. Data to Doorstep contains all the tools that you need to do this, whether you're purchasing and selling land, houses, or skyscrapers, and every single product type in between, it's all in there. What we do, and with great success, is we find a buyer first. We find somebody who loves to swing a hammer, who has access to capital. They've done a ton of deals, let's say, in a market like Scottsdale or Phoenix or wherever you are. Let's say it's in Minneapolis, anywhere. And they flip houses successfully, but they don't have time, the desire, or the understanding of the value of data and sending out offers, blind offers. So we find this person and we talk to them to the point where they say a sentence like this. Boy, if I had 15 houses in zip code 12345 and they were less than $150,000 or something like that, some statement like that, man, I would do great. I've got the financing for it. I've got hard money lenders. I've done 28 deals there and I could do 128 if I just had the property. So we go out and you make his wish real. You send mail to every single one of those properties. Owners in that market for the price that he wants minus 10 grand or so, and you take your $10,000 per deal and you send over the property. Here's the key: you make sure that you have a relationship with this person, this hammer swinger, where he goes and looks at the property and signs off on it before you buy it. And if he doesn't sign off on it, move on. What? Why would you negotiate, send a letter to somebody, negotiate a smoking deal? This guy doesn't want it. Why wouldn't you market it yourself? Buy it yourself and market it. Well, now you're in the traditional real estate model and just wasting a lot of time. Trust me, if you have the right buyer and he buys one out of four or five properties that you find, you're going to do great.
You know, it's funny. I wonder what's keeping people from doing that. Or maybe they are out there doing
it. They are.
Okay. No, but like here's a business model. I could be trolling meetup groups. No, I'm not kidding.
No, I like this.
Seriously.
I just like the word trolling. I've only ever used the word trolling for one thing.
Women.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I'm trolling for buyers. That's awesome. But I'm just saying.
I just spit water out of my
nose. Could you imagine?
Out of my nose. Watch. There's my eyes are watering.
Dude, what's Jill all dressed up for? She's all dressed up to go troll that meetup tonight and get some bar buyers. No. That'd be hilarious. But what's keeping someone from doing that? I mean, that could be someone's business model. Like once they learn from us, seriously, like I know how to find them, period. And that is key. Now you could really go out there and just make it known in every meetup and every REI, you know, group, like, hey, what do you guys need? You know, and would get to the right person that really does have money, who really needs 10 of them, you know, kind of thing. Because there are, of all those 100 people, there are two guys there that's them. And usually they're standing in the back so of the room and just kind of listening to what the conversations. So
money guys are good to use. If, you know, when I say find that hammer swinger, find a hard money guy that's got 10 hammer swingers, 20 or 30 or 40. And he will find, you know, we've done that too. And we do that mm-hmm. with, we do it in a reverse way. And I don't want to teach it that way. But you can start with just the lenders. They have a lot of these guys. They'll send somebody out. They'll do the deal.
Mm-hmm. And I would have several people. You don't want to work with just one. Now you're just his acquisition guy. It's almost like you have a job. But you want to be, I want to be my own boss if I was going to do this. And I'd have several.
The more you can take, well, I mean, you want to be loyal to one person. You don't want the other person, because they all know each other.
Well, okay.
You know, there's some loyalty really matters there. And you do the less negotiation that you do. This is so hard for people to understand because all they've ever known is negotiation. They've seen their parents do it when they buy a house or when you go buy a car, and a lot of time gets wasted. When you send an offer out and they sign it on a house deal like this, and it comes back and you now send it to your person. Let's say it's a hard money lender, and that person says, "Well, at 150, I need it to be 140." That's the wrong person. Now find another one.
Got it.
You know, I wouldn't even negotiate that deal. I would say, good, thanks very much. That's what I needed to know. And I'll tell you what, they won't do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like letting your kid, if your kid's in timeout or punishment for something, and then 2 hours later you say, you know what, I know you didn't mean it. You mm-hmm. know, what's going to happen the next time? Now they don't care.
I just had a revelation.
Go ahead. don't negotiate. That.
Well, you know, here's my revelation. It's so funny because you and I are often on the same page about a bunch of things, but we differ in this area, this upping your numbers. Your answer to this is up your numbers, and I only think of upping your numbers when you're dating. It's kind of funny.
So I was coming back to dating today.
I know, it's really funny. I'm trolling and I'm upping my numbers.
My
what?
Gosh.
So no. Did I mention I hung out with, you know what it is? I hung out with a bunch of single girls last night, and it was funny conversations.
How did
that must have
Let's
been.
Let's talk
it.
About that. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. It was really, really funny. Oh, you know what's interesting? They make these weird comments, and it's out of the blue. And I go, and in my head, I'm going, and you wonder why you're so single?
I'm dying.
What?
Tell me what the comments are.
Just how picky they are. I mean, I you know what's really funny? I almost wanted to stand up and say, you all could be with somebody right now. You gotta lower your standards.
Lowering your standards. If you're a woman, lowering your standards about men is, you need to do that today.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Because men will disappoint you every single time.
They expect too much.
Yeah.
They really do expect too much, you know? And then they, it's silly. And then they expect.
Jill's done it. Jill's standards are on the. Below the floor.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Nice of you to put on pants today, Jack.
Second time I spit water out of my nose. Oh my gosh. I could have drowned just now.
So yeah. But seriously. You know, yeah. So that's probably where my mind is right now. I was hanging out with an interesting crowd recently, but yeah.
Jill what held out. Jill held out for somebody named Jack.
Yeah. Because that's my standard. Jack will do. That's it. What were we talking about?
So, all kidding aside, find a buyer first. Make sure they're a qualified buyer, but don't negotiate the deal. You know, and I'm going to get a million emails. This is the technical two, and you can guess what it is. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Stop negotiating real estate deals. You're wasting your time. Send out more offers. Keep sending them out, and you get a ton back. Lower your price the next time. Then lower your price. And pick the ones that are easy. That's how you start. At some point, you're going to build up a machine where you've got people working for you and around you, like we do, that they do that stuff. But in the beginning, you just want to be a machine. You want to learn about the data. You want to know how to get offers out in there, offers in front of owners, on their doorstep, so to speak. You want to learn all about that. But don't negotiate deals. You're going to waste your time. But going back and forth is something that happened in 1978, maybe 1993. It doesn't happen anymore that way. It's a take it or leave it situation. And it's so hard to get used to that. It goes against your human nature. It's like if you put the hook in the water and you're fishing, and it's not going to be an easy reel in, it's not going to be easy for everybody involved, then you just cut the line. And that just goes against everything you're saying, everything that we're all set up to do. Hey, if you have a question or that completely depressed you, like Jill did.
Totally.
Call 800-725-8816. Now let's hear some inspiration.
Heavy, heavy, heavy stuff.
From Jill.
I'm just trying not to be that heavy. No, that was good. I really appreciate that. So my inspiration is to everyone, I have a challenge. Do one thing each week that is way outside of your comfort zone. One thing, challenge yourself. And then, as you conquer whatever that is, watch your self-confidence explode, because it will. For example, Jack, you're a beautiful example.
I am beautiful.
You are beautiful. You...
Man, that's hard, weird.
You... It's in you. It's innate in you, clearly.
Yeah,
not take the easy path.
I didn't mean beautiful on the outside, that's for sure.
You're beautiful. No, it's some people have it innately. I don't. I really don't. I look for the easy path all the time. I'm here to tell you. But if there's a challenge, I'm not going to back down. Jack, I think you search for the challenge.
I do.
It is in you to conquer stuff.
It is.
Now, is it a guy thing or if it's a you thing? I think it's a you thing, because I know plenty of men that don't challenge and they take the easy way out too. I'm not going to name names, but let's just say I know a few. So anyway, I watch you and if anybody tries to get involved and help you, oh, get out of the way, man.
Oh my
seriously.
Gosh. Now she's speaking personal experience.
Seriously, back off. And what is the result? Your self-confidence. Sometimes your head's a little too big.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing.
I had a nickel.
Right.
I got fired for a job because of that. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me this thing.
Just, you know, it was in Michigan. It's called, you know, who the hell you think you are coming in here doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it was really, I was very young. And you know what? That I look back on that. They were right. I would have said the same thing.
Well, did you conquer something in a good way?
Yeah. You know, I sold a building.
Okay.
A commercial piece of property.
But your self-confidence was a little bit too high. You were kind of gloating, maybe?
I was saying, what the hell is so hard about this? There's a lot of senior guys around.
Okay.
Like, what are you guys, why are you all struggling with this? It's not, and it was just because of what I'm saying. Just don't negotiate it. The real magic happens on the acquisition side. It doesn't happen on the end where you're a salesperson and you sell somebody something you don't want. When it's so damn cheap that 10 people stand up and say, I actually really want this really bad. Tell me where to sign.
Got it.
That's how you do a real estate deal.
Right. Well, I'm even thinking smaller. My little inspiration is actually smaller, and I appreciate that. So, and that's good because it ties it all in. I just want everyone to do one little thing each week, challenge themselves. Hey, I've been meaning to fix this or do that.
Go apologize to your neighbor.
Where did that come from?
Like, let's say you've been borrowing, he's been borrowing your stuff for 80 years in his garage, packed full of your stuff, and it's way out of your comfort zone to even talk to the guy. Go over there and just crack a beer with him and say, dude, this is silly.
Okay. I love
it. I think that's what you mean, right?
Okay. That could be one. Strike. I love it. Strike two.
Jack, strike two.
So, one more time. Just a little something and watch your confidence grow. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Join us in another episode where I interpret Jill's ambition incorrectly. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. It's all good. And I, with a smile on, restate the inspiration. That's me.
And I mess it up again.
It's all good.
Get just about everything you want. How's that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We use this strategy every day to make ourselves better.
And try to stay together. Jill and I try to stay together every day.
And not derive our staff bananas.
And sell it for half of what it's actually worth.
Oh, my gosh. And wish it was Friday.
Because it turns out, you might be alone in your ambition.
We are.
And don't listen to your girlfriends talk about othermen.com.
Is this the after show?
Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.